This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole his faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432. If you're just tuning in, we have breaking news, and I have updates. If you were listening to the show in the last hour, we have this situation that's very fluid. Let me just report to you what I know and what's being reported. Five people have been shot dead at the Fort Lauderdale airport. There are were eight people taken to a local hospital in Fort Lauderdale. The suspect is in custody. He is identified as Esteban Santiago. He is a 26-year-old male born in New Jersey. He had a military ID on him. We don't know if he's a current military or maybe he was ex-military. But apparently what we know now is that the gunman came off a Canada Air flight. He flew into Fort Lauderdale at the terminal number 2, which is the Delta, and of course also Canada Canada Air, or you know, I don't know the exact name of Canadian, is it Canadian Air or Canada Air? Anyway, that's not important. So he apparently flew in from Canada. He had checked his bag, and he had apparently checked his gun in his checked bag. Apparently, he had a permit to carry. He had a concealed carry permit, and I guess as long as you check in your gun in your checked bag, you're able to fly with your gun. You're able to fly with your gun, but you're able to fly with a gun in your bag. Apparently, this is a whole new wrinkle when you think about it, because the initial reports were that he wasn't on any flights, that he was actually that he may have, you know, walked into the terminal, to the baggage claim area, which is, you know, obviously unsecured area within the airport. The initial reports were that maybe this individual had walked walked in from the street onto the baggage claim area. Apparently that's not the case. Apparently he did come in on a flight. He retrieved his bag on the carousel, the baggage carousel, and apparently he went to the bathroom. He took out the gun and began shooting people randomly. There was no rhyme or reason. Witnesses say that he didn't say a word. Didn't say a word. He just started shooting people, and that and that he, after running out of bullets, he simply put the gun down and went down on the ground and waited for police to come. And he was arrested without any incident. But again, you know, if you're just tuning in, this is a very fluid situation. I am monitoring the situation. I will report, you know, more when I have more. You know, it's these situations really expose the vulnerability that we all have living in America. Frankly, I mean, if you think about it, there are so many ways in which to if one has the will to terrorize, because this is look, regardless of what the motive may be, because I know that everyone is concerned about motive, and I'm sure law enforcement is trying to find that out as well, but you know, I don't care what the motive is, because it's terrorism. This is a terrorist act, whether it's domestic terrorism or international terrorism. It doesn't really matter, because the outcome's the same, right? I mean, who cares what the motive is? I mean, especially if you were one of the people that were hurt, or God forbid, you're one of the people that were killed, or you're the family of any of the victims here. Does it really matter what the motive is? I don't think so. And it is. It's certainly a terrorist act, because you know, yesterday I was debating whether or not that the whole Facebook deal was a hate crime. You know, the four people that were arrested by you know, and live streamed abusing this mentally ill man, or developmentally disabled, whatever, you know, you want to call it, and I'm not sure which he was, but you know, we were debating yesterday whether or not it's a hate crime. Again, it's all a hate crime. It's all a hate crime. This is all terrorism. You know, you walk into an airport and you start shooting people. It's a terrorist act. And it's a hate crime. It's all hateful. It's all evil. It's all terrorism. You know, you can, you know, we get so concerned about parsing out words, right? Because of the culture that we live in now. And it you know, does it really matter? Because I don't think it really does matter what you know, the motives are, frankly, because the end result is the same. The end result is terror. The end result is people's lives are disrupted, and it really calls into question, you know, how do you stop this? Because you really can't. I mean, you have you know, you got somebody that's crazy, and again, there are no indications that this individual had any at this point. You know, political motivations or any religious motivation. We just don't know right now. It's obviously too early to tell. I'm sure we'll find out more as the story goes on, as this develops, as the day goes on. But right now, you know, we're left with, just like everybody else, with wondering. But, you know, it really, because we all fly. You know, we all, I've been in this airport again, you know, hundreds of times, literally. It's one of the airports that I fly in and out of all the time when I travel. And so, but it's just like any other airport. So it's like any other airport that you've been in your lives. If you travel, there's a certain risk, and there are certain areas that are not secure in the airport. And so what do you do? That's the question. How do you really secure the whole airport? You can't. It's impossible. You know, you can take scanners and you put them at the doors. Okay. Then what? Then where the cars pull up isn't secure. All right. Well, then what do you do? Do you check all the cars coming in and out? Imagine the traffic jams. And then you have a vulnerability of the people sitting out in their cars. And again, you can imagine the different scenarios if you know, the vulnerabilities, whether they're schools or malls or churches or whatever they may be. It's a truly a tragic day here in America. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Go, shawty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a cup.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
What welcome back to the show. All right, so the highly anticipated intelligence report, the declassified intelligence report, has come out today, and the conclusion of the intelligence community is that Putin aspired to try to influence the election. Putin aspired. It's like yesterday when I heard James Clapper say, we have a high level of confidence. But nothing is definitive here. Nothing is definitive. This is the best they got. This is the best, though. I want to read this to you. This is the Washington Post today. And of course, I got it from the Miami Herald, which is one of the McClatchy papers. And so because they're, you know, they do such a, I mean, this is, I got to tell you, the Miami Herald is one of the worst newspapers I've ever read in my life. And the only reason I get it is because I live in Miami. So I kind of want to know what's going on with, you know, sports and local scene and restaurants. But it's just a horrible paper. And the reason why it's a horrible paper is because it's a McClatchy paper. But even if you go to the Washington Post, because, again, that's my hometown newspaper. Last time I was in D.C., a little while ago, I couldn't even read the Washington Post anymore. It's like, oh, my God. I couldn't even read it. And I thought to myself, was it always this bad? Apparently. It was. I just didn't realize it because, you know, I woke up and now I know what's going on. I want to read this to you. This is the Washington Post. This is, again, this is the front page today. Senior officials in the Russian government. Let me read you the headline. U.S. intercepts capture Russian officials celebrating Trump win. Okay. Now that's the front page. That is the lead story. Got it? U.S. intercepts capture Russian officials celebrating Trump win. And just in that caption there, okay? First of all, U.S. intercepts. So does that mean we're hacking Russia and we're monitoring Russia? Yeah, that's what it means, because that's what we do. And that's what they do, and that's what everybody does. Everybody hacks. So this isn't news, okay? So U.S. intercepts capture Russian officials celebrating Trump win. Really? Oh, my God. This must be proof positive that, you know, they tried to influence the election. So this intelligence report comes out today. And by the way, remember this. This is all CIA. This is all the CIA. And let me just add this, too, okay, when I'm telling you this story. I want you to keep this in mind. Jeffrey Bezos, who has absolutely no background in journalism, has nothing to do with media, he owns Amazon, started Amazon. Okay. By the way, I just read today, Amazon is worth more than Sears, Macy's, and Target combined. That's just staggering. Anyway, so Jeffrey Bezos buys the Washington Post for $250 million, which was at the time considered like a deal, bargain basement price, right? And shortly thereafter, after acquiring the Washington Post for $250 million, he gets a contract from the CIA for $600 million. Okay? Gets a contract from the CIA. But we don't even know what the contract is for or anything. Because, you know, that's classified information. It's a secret. So you think that maybe the newspaper of record in Washington, D.C. Maybe could be compromised by the CIA? You think maybe? I think so. Anyway, let me read this to you, this story. So, and I quote, this is from the Washington Post this morning. Senior officials in the Russian government celebrated Donald Trump's victory over Hillary Clinton as a geopolitical win for Moscow, according to U.S. officials who said that American intelligence agencies intercepted communications in the aftermath of the election in which Russian officials congratulated themselves on the outcome. Got it? This is according to U.S. officials. Okay? Some unnamed U.S. This is what I love. Unnamed U.S. So according to U.S. officials. Oh, that sounds really official, so I guess it's true, you know? The exuberant reaction among high-ranking officials, including some who U.S. officials believe had knowledge of the country's cyber campaign to interfere in the U.S. election, contributed to the U.S. intelligence community's assessment that Moscow efforts were aimed, at least in part, at helping Trump win the White House. Got it? So, this is the top story that the Washington Post is putting out here. So, in other words, this is proof positive that Russia influenced the election because U.S. officials intercepted, i.e. they were spying, they intercepted Russian officials celebrating the Trump win. So that's proof positive that they tried to influence the election. Are you kidding? I mean, it's as if they think we're all friggin' stupid. And actually, they're right. The vast majority of people are. And because it's in the newspaper, it's got to be true. And then you have the same people that come out. You've got the Lindsey Grahams, the John McCains, you got that guy Adam Schiff that comes out all the time. He's the congressman from California, big Hillary supporter, big Hillary Clinton surrogate. And you get the same people. It's the same people coming out and saying the same thing over and over and over again, ad nauseum. Oh, Russia tried to influence the election. Okay, well, you know what? The U.S. Tries to influence elections all the time. In fact, the Obama administration tried to influence the Israeli election because they didn't like Netanyahu and wanted to get rid of him. How is that different? Are there going to be hearings about that? When are we going to have hearings about that? That's what I'd like to know. When are the hearings coming on about that one? Okay. Russia tried to influence the election. Okay. Did they influence the election? No. Is there any proof at all that they influenced the election? No. Oh, so you're saying they tried to. And the proof is, this is how lame the media is. The proof is that the U.S., and again, I'm not making this up. This is the front page. This is the Washington Post today. U.S. intercepts capture Russian officials celebrating Trump win. U.S. intercepts capture Russian officials celebrating Trump win. Really? Okay. So I guess it's true. You know, it's in the paper. I saw it in the paper. See, this is the problem. It's in the paper. It's got to be true. It's called fake news. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. It's amazing how this Russian hacking story talk about beating a dead horse. I mean, my God. Because there's absolutely no proof about who did what, where, how, if in fact, I mean, obviously there was a hacking involved, because somebody hacked into John Podesta's emails, but it was a very, unsophisticated, phishing expedition where, John Podesta, apparently his password was password. it's not like it was this, sophisticated hack. It could have been anybody or anything. In fact, there are now a lot of experts experts that believe that this never happened. They don't believe the U.S. intel community. And why would we? Honestly. I mean, it's one thing. Like, you know, I love this definitive report now. The definitive report tells us absolutely nothing. Because when you can say something like, well, I have a high degree of certainty, or I'm highly confident, and that's just complete BS. I want you to listen to, this is David Ignatius, writer for the Washington Post, on MSNBC today, where he admits that there was no votes affected by the Russians. Listen.
Hand. So I think this, the direct presidential part is important, and the type of weapon is new and important.
David, it's Donnie speaking of direct. It's been very, very clear that in no way were any of the actual electoral voting processes breached. Is there anything in the reports that says there were attempts to do that were thwarted?
There have been indications that in perhaps several states there were initial exploratory efforts to look at the ways in which votes were counted and kept. But my conversation was, there's no evidence that that went further, that was exploited. It is one reason the White House was so nervous in the run-up to the November 8 election. We now realize that our intelligence committees have been briefed on this issue going back to September. That's how early the U.S. had real evidence of Russian interference. The White House didn't do anything about it because they were worried that any U.S. action would trigger a much stronger Russian counter-reaction at a time when Donald Trump was talking about the elections rigged. There's a fear that it would spiral out of control. But in terms of your question, no, it doesn't seem as if action...
What a crock. So, David Ignatius is admitting, after reading the intelligence report, the big intel report that came out, we don't have any evidence. I mean, come on. In fact, there are experts, independent experts, who have voiced doubts and have called for more details. Among them, myself. Okay. You say that the Russians hacked the DNC. They hacked John Podesta's emails. Show us the proof. You know why you haven't seen any proof? Because there is no proof. This is all a made-up fake story to, again, delegitimize Donald Trump, to create doubt going into the inauguration, to sow the seeds. I've already heard people say this already to me, because here's the narrative now that you're hearing. The narrative number one, because I just heard this yesterday, room full of people. Well, you know, Hillary won the popular vote. So you add the Hillary won the popular vote with the Russians hacked the election. What do you have? You've developed in the minds of people, the uninformed, the low information voter, you sowed the seeds of doubt now. And you're hearing this all the time. You hear this everywhere. Well, you know, she won the popular vote. She won the popular vote. And we're going to hear this over and over. And then we're going to hear, what about the Russians? You see, this is a way, and again, if you, it's what was it that Joseph Goebbels said? He was the famous head of PR for the Nazis. If you repeat a lie over and over again, then, in fact, it becomes true. And that's what's going on here. You repeat it over and over again, and people just start repeating it. I had somebody say to me yesterday, as a matter of fact, what about the people that he's put in his cabinet? So I said to this person, I said, oh, really? I go, well, tell me, like, who? Who do you, Who do you think is, so bad in this cabinet? And this person, this individual, said, well, I don't know. I can't think of any names, but I know stuff. I go, oh, really? You know stuff? I go, so just tell me one person. Just one. Just one person. Well, I don't know, but he surrounded himself with all kinds of, really bad people. You see, again, this is part of the lie, part of the narrative, part of this way to brainwash people. It's what the mainstream media does. And I've said this so many times. People get their news from, again, it's a passing glance at the news, at the TV. You're getting ready for dinner. In the morning, you're getting ready for work. You're blow drying your hair. You're listening to, Matt Lauer on the Today Show or Good Morning America. And that's your news for the day. That's it. It's whatever you're told. And then maybe you're at home and you're getting, dinner ready for the kids and, you turn on the news just to catch a little bit of news. And the thing is, it's like you got to work at really now getting to the bottom of everything, at the truth. And I say this to people all the time. It's like, don't believe me necessarily. Go do your own homework. I don't care if you believe me. Go to Drudge. Go do your own investigations. And it's fine. I'm fine with that. In fact, don't believe me. Don't believe the hype. Certainly. But see, this is what's happened. This is what passes for news, and this is what And I've said this too. The CIA, really? We should believe the CIA? And the left's embrace of the CIA is just, it's comical. It really is. I mean, what happened to you liberals? Really? I mean, what happened to the Democrat Party? And what happened to liberals? Because I got to tell you, you people have lost your way. You've been, frankly, decimated by your own fearless leader. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Not all experts believe that the U.S. allegations from the intel community of Russian hacking. In fact, of course, you know, the big security, cybersecurity companies that have government contracts, they've all come down on the side of the government. You know, kind of like the 97% of all scientists that believe in global warming. If you look and if you investigate and research, you'll find that 97% of all the scientists are also privy to government grants. But that being said, Jeffrey Carr is a Seattle-based analyst, and he is an independent. He's considered an independent expert, and he has, in fact, voiced doubt and called for more details. He said this: there are good reasons in this case to be skeptical. Based on public evidence, nothing connects the attacks to the government of Russia. In a telephone interview, Carr talked about the digital equivalent of footprints at a crime scene, or in this case, pieces of malicious code or malware that were found in the various attacks. Now, this gets a little complicated inside baseball stuff here. So that's why you can just make this allegation, because you know what? People can't check it. And they go, well, I guess, you know, what do I know? I guess, it's the government. Why would they lie to me? Huh? Right? So in this interview, this guy Jeffrey Carr talked about how the hackers left fingerprints, including the use of X-Agent, malware that had been associated with the Russian military intelligence agency known as the GRU, and had been detected in penetrations of the German Bundestag, or Parliament, for those that don't know what that is, the German Parliament, that happened last May, and in an attempt to destroy a channel of French television in April of 2015. When deployed, X-Agent implants itself on a network or a computer hard drive and allows a remote hacker to capture information, remove files, or take control of the computer, all in complete stealth. Once malware is deployed, you've lost control of it. It can be captured. It can be reverse engineered. It can be repurposed, Carr said, making attribution even trickier. Suggestions that finding X agent in DNC networks is ironclad evidence of Russian hacking only holds up if you believe the myth of exclusive use, i.e., if you believe what people are telling you, which, by the way, I don't. We've got a caller. I'm going to go on the line. Jim is calling from Arizona. Jim, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
I tried calling in yesterday, but maybe someone's wrong with their phones or something.
Oh.
Or maybe the guy thought I wasn't a legit caller or something. I don't know.
All right. But, well, I'm going to file a complaint to the to management.
But anyways, on the Russian hacking, you know, John McCain.
Ugh.
This is what I get so tired of.
Why do you guys, listen, you live in Arizona. Why do you guys keep voting this guy in?
I didn't
this
vote for him.
I mean, I know you didn't, but
yeah.
Why? Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's done anything for the state, but this is what irritates me about him. He's there playing Inspector Gadget, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to look into this Russian stuff, and it's like, he's a servant of the people, right?
Right.
I mean, he works for the people, right?
Well, no, actually, I
don't
think so.
Go to the people and ask them, do you want me to really look into this?
Well, look, I think that people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham, they are neocons. I mean, they want to go to war. They want perpetual war. I mean, that's what they want. So it doesn't surprise me because, look, John McCain and Lindsey Graham are constantly banging the drums against Russia or any perceived. It's like look what John McCain, for instance, he was dying for us to get into a war in Syria, right?
Oh,
which
yeah.
Would by extension get us into a war with Russia, which by extension would get us into World War III. I mean, they're dying for that because you know they don't have to send their kids anywhere. And they'll just stay in Washington, and they'll keep going to the prime rib for dinner. So it doesn't matter.
But I think this is what Trump's in store for. I mean, it almost looks like Benghazi again. You know, the YouTube video stuff. You know, but I mean, he's taking on government, and you can see it. I mean, you can see that they're. Like McCain and Lindsey Graham and that Clapper and the rest of them, and they're going to take him on, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because they don't like him.
Right, because he threatens the establishment. He threatens the established order. And look, there's a lot of money involved here with all these various groups of you know, in and out of government, you know, I hate to say this, but the military industrial complex, different corporate entities, frankly benefit from conflict. I mean, look at the Middle East and you say to yourself, okay, well, why have we destabilized that region? I mean, ultimately, is it in our interest to do so? The only interest I see is, running guns and war. I mean, that's what these guys love to do. So I think that's what's going on here. I mean, that's what these guys do. And you're right. Trump is going to have to constantly fight these guys.
And like with this shooting thing going on, and it might sound conspiracy, but just something that pops into your head. It's like, I wonder how much this guy was paid by Hillary campaign or Obama.
Wow.
And that might be, I mean, that might be, but you just kind of, you know, because
you think all kinds of things, right? You think all kinds of things. And that's, and that I think is the aim is to produce terror. Really?
Because the media stokes this stuff.
Oh, they love it, dude. I mean, it's like CNN right now is nonstop coverage of this. I mean, and I'm sure if you go to all the networks, they are. I mean, and it's disconcerting because, you know, we all fly. And, you know, how do you stop this from happening? Because you've got domestic flights that go on every day. I mean, there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that travel all over, you know.
Well, if they have people who are considered, you know, concealed carry, you know, that are there, that could have maybe stopped the guy, you know. I don't know about in that section. Obviously, he had it, but if someone's there, you know, coming in or waiting, or I don't know if you can walk in that section of it, but, you know.
Well, you can certainly do a lot of damage in the other sections that aren't secured. So,
you're just going to have to hire more people and have some security down there.
Well, you know, you can do that, but where does it end? You know, it's like kind of the point I made earlier. It's like, where does it end, you know? Because no matter where you do it, like, let's say you have scanners at the doors, then they're going to go out to the parking lot, you know? I mean, where does it end, you know? That's the problem. It's because we live in America, you know? You can pretty much do whatever you want because it's the kind of country that we live in. And so we live in a free country, and that's what happens. You know, you've got, you know, people take it for granted, but that's part of it. That's the underbelly of it. So
I just don't remember all this to this extreme happening until Obama got elected.
Well, he is. He would tell you differently. You're right. In fact, I've got a clip of him saying exactly that that I'll play later in the show. But thanks for calling, Jim. I really appreciate you listening to the show. Thanks for calling. All right, and happy New Year to you, Jim. All right, we got to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment. Do not go anywhere. I mean it.
For tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to the Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.